He turned his attention back to the painting, where new cracks had appeared. The large circular panorama was not as yet continuous. Some zones were blank, except for strokes of charcoal, simple black lines sketched on the white primer of the wall. The whole formed an immense and disquieting landscape. No title, no specific time, with a shield half buried in the sand, the medieval helmet splashed with blood, the shadow of an assault rifle falling over a forest of wood crosses, the ancient walled city and modern concrete and glass towers coexisted less as anachronisms than as evidence. Falkes went back to his painting, laboriously, patiently. Although the technical execution was correct, it was not an outstanding work, and he knew it. He had a good hand for drawing, but he was a mediocre painter. He knew that as well. In truth, he had always known it. However, the mural was not destined to be seen by anyone but him. That had little to do with artistic ability and much to do with his memory, with an eye guided by 30 years of hearing the sound of a camera shutter. Hence the framing, that was as good a name to give it as any other, of all those straight lines and angles traced with a singular, vaguely cubist severity that lent beings and objects contours as impossible to breach as barbed wire or moats. The mural took up the wall of the ground floor of the watchtower in a continuous panorama, 25 meters in circumference and almost 3 meters in height, interrupted only by the openings of 2 narrow-facing windows, the door that led outside, and the spiral staircase that led to the upper floor that Falkes had arranged as his living quarters. A gas ring, a small refrigerator, a canvas cot, a table and chairs, a rug, and a trunk. He had lived there for 7 months, and had spent the first 2 making it habitable. A temporary waterproof wood roof for the tower, concrete beams to reinforce the walls, shutters at the windows, and the drain that emptied out over the cliff from the small, lower-level latrine carved out of the rock. He also had an outdoor water tank installed atop a board and tile shed that served both as a shower and as a garage for the motorcycle he rode down to the village each week to buy food. The cracks worried Falkes. Too soon, he told himself, and too many. They would not actually affect the future of his work. It was a work without a future from the minute he discovered the abandoned tower and conceived his plan, only the time he needed to execute it. With that in mind, he nervously passed the tips of his fingers over the crazing that fanned out across the part of the mural that was closest to being finished, over the black and red strokes that represented the asymmetrical, polyhedral backlighting of the walls of the ancient city burning in the distance. Bosch, Goya, and Dr. Attle, among others. The hand of man, nature and destiny fused in the magma of a single horizon.